Hey, New Patient Group Nation, welcome inside the broadcast booth. Brian right here, and welcome to season four, episode number four. The entrepreneur business owner dilemma. We talk so much about experience on this podcast. If you're a new patient group client, you hear us over and over and over again talk about it. But there's one key ingredient. People talk so much about client, patient, customer experience, talk about so much about employee experience, creating the right culture through exceptional leadership to create an exceptional experience for your employees, which in turn creates an exceptional experience for your clientele, your respective clientele. There's one key ingredient. Been talking about this a lot internally to the team, been talking a lot of it on LinkedIn lately. And it's one key ingredient that I'm going to talk about today that's left out of this magic immersive experience puzzle. Immersive experience, a virtual reality, taking your clientele out of their realm, making them feel like they're a part of something else. Such a key to getting people to spend more money with you, refer more people to you while feeling great doing it. That's so, so difficult to accomplish for so many reasons. And part of that immersive experience is training your people to be exceptional on unique skill sets that your competition will not commit to. Part of that is training yourself, having a business coach that so much of your competition will not commit to. But there's one piece that I'm going to be talking to today that brings all of that together. And it's so difficult to accomplish. And it's also yet just overlooked from a business owner perspective. So this one is really for all of you business owners out there. If you're not and you're listening, this is something that I really want you to bring to your business owner. If you're a rep and you're in charge of hundreds of practices, I really want you to bring this in there and let the business owner, the doctor, watch or listen to this. If they want to watch over our YouTube station, that'd be great, because this key piece to this puzzle, we're going to bring it together today in this podcast, and I know you're going to love it. Before we get started, let's fire up the new music, brand new podcast intro we just had done. Hope you enjoy it. And then when we come back, we'll get started with a great episode.
Now, broadcasting to the world.
Broadcasting to the world.
This is the New Patient Group audio experience, where doctors build their dream business so they can enjoy the heck out of their lives. And now your host, he's the founder and CEO of New Patient Group, managing partner of Right Chat, and international motivational speaker, Brian Wright.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. Coming off a wonderful trip, actually two trips. So since the last podcast, there's been two trips I want to tell you about. We'll tie it in to a lot of different things here. But one of them I just got back from. So Dr. Portalupe is a new patient group client, does everything with us. I'm his business coach. He does employee training. A ton of our coaches are involved with helping his practice. He does full digital marketing with us. Just awesome at what he does. He's coming off his largest revenue month ever in March. And congratulations, man. I know you listen. I sent out that message in our mastermind group. We're all proud of you. It's just awesome to see the success. And it's only the beginning. I really believe that. So great job. Well, I was just there to see him. And then him and his wife and my wife, Kristen, and I, we all drove up to his sister's winery, Portalupe Wines in Napa. And what a great time. We stayed there a couple days. Visited three or four wineries. We just ate like kings. We got tons of pictures. Matter of fact, if you look over and you watch this on our YouTube station, and if you're listening right now, if you go to our YouTube station, I'm going to put some B-roll over there. So while I'm talking on the podcast, I'll overlay some stuff. Just amazing scenery. My gosh, it was just absolutely beautiful over there in Napa. The food was incredible. One of the really cool things, we talk about experience so much. One of the cool things at the restaurant one of the nights, we ordered this scallop appetizer. Well, it didn't just come in scallops. It came in this really neat covering. It was like a bakery covering that they had to cut into at the tables. Really, the presentation was fantastic. So you'll get to see a video of that as an overlay while I'm talking over on the YouTube station. Make sure to check it out. But it's a fantastic time. And I tell you, it's the greatest job in the world, because all the new patient group clients, they know this. Hopefully all the listeners know this as well. We are so passionate about helping people, and that's what we get to do here, is help people in a multitude of ways, from a business, from a marketing, from a training perspective, other ways as well. And it's just a blast to see how it improves their lives. But also we get to do these cool things. It's the relationship building that we have with our clients. So coming back from that was just absolutely fantastic. And that's my personal favorite. Yeah, obviously, do I, you know, all of you growing and your business growing. Yes, that's awesome. Obviously, it's one of my favorites. But the key, the biggest thing for me personally is just the relationships I have with a lot of you. It's just awesome. And it just means the world to me. Never forget that. MPG clientele, MPG family out there, never forget how much those relationships mean to me personally and just us as a company. It was just great. So the trip was fantastic. So thanks, Dr. Portalupe, for making it such a VIP experience with your sister. She did fantastic. It was awesome. Another one coming back from the Shulman Group event, and it was great. You know, we got to spend a week over in Naples, Florida at the Ritz-Carlton. The resort was fantastic. A lot of great speakers there. Thanks for the wonderful feedback of mine on Thursday morning. Had a great time doing that and just seeing all of you. A lot of the shout out to the dental monitoring people, shout out to Gage, shout out to a lot of the other companies that were there. We got to spend time together, go out to dinner, have some fun. It's what it's all about. This job is just the best on the planet. We got so caught up in numbers and all the stuff that just comes with being a business owner. And it's very hard to just relax and have fun and really realize why you do what you do. And it was a good couple trips in March. MPG clientele, you guys are doing great. So shout out to you. March was a lot of your biggest months in many, many years. Some of you ever. So great job there. I bring up those two stories because it was so good to get away. I personally am a person, and a lot of you know this. The team here at New Patient Group certainly does. I don't relax very easily or very well. My brain is constantly on the clients, is constantly on the business, and I cannot, even when I go out to eat, I'm constantly thinking, all right, hey, if they did these things, you know, five different things differently, they probably would grow 30% in 6 months. There's just, my brain is just wired that way. And while that's a somewhat of a bad thing, it's a good thing for our clients because it's constantly on there. But it is hard for me to have a good time. I can honestly say with these two trips, I had a great time. Now I'm talking about all this for a reason, and today I'm going to tie that into what you are as a business owner. And the one key thing that's missing from a lot of our lives is are you having fun? And this is such an important question that I want you to look in the mirror and really think about. For some of you, you may not need to think about it. The answer is probably no, right off the top of your hat. You know, when you go to school, in this case, a lot of you do out there listening, to be a clinician and a fabulous clinician, you know, there's a lot of things you get hit with when you open up your own business from an entrepreneur perspective. And the list is somewhat endless: HR and training and marketing and competition and direct to consumer, and just you're bombarded just one after another. You're just kind of getting punched in the face every which way. This is no different for any other business owner. If you own a plumbing company and you deal with a changing consumer and competition and employees and HR and all the things that don't have anything to do with you being a plumber. If you're a restaurant owner, same thing. If you're us, same thing. The list is endless, is that you have the service you offer and then you have this whole other world that really makes up the majority of your business. That really keeps business owners from enjoying their life. And it's such a big piece of why we exist, and some of the biggest pieces of why I personally exist, is to not only make sure that clients are growing, but it's setting them up long term to just have a blast, have more fun with their lives, to where a lot of the employee headaches, a lot of the stresses that so many of you feel, they don't have to be stresses. And this is ultimately why I'm tying it back to the key ingredient, because here's the thing, and I'm going to get to a point here about your business and your personal life here momentarily. Here's the thing. All of you want to grow. All of you want to be more efficient. All of you want to be more profitable. There's not a business owner on the planet that would say any one of those things are bad. Now, you may be growing like crazy and you may say, hey, I can't handle the growth, but it's still not a bad thing ultimately. The reality, though, is very few of you wake up in the morning as a business owner when you're first starting your practice or when you're 30 years into your practice and say to yourself, look, how do I design this business in order to have the most fun I possibly can have? And I'll ask you a question. This is something that I think is an important one. It's a valid question that a lot of people overlook. So you have two practices. And this is where, and I talked about this at the Shulman Group, and I kind of tie that in. At the Shulman Group, just FYI, talked about the $2 million two-employee practice. So Dr. Bob Skopak, hey, buddy, I know you're listening. You know, that ultimately really why I'm a big believer in that model is because, and I see it with him, is that it's having fun while you're growing. But there's things that come with that. So my example here, the question, it's a valid one, like I said, that a lot of people don't necessarily ask themselves this or look at it this way. Is you say to yourself, okay, I have a $2 million practice, practice A, and a $2 million practice, practice B, all right? Now, practice A, the overhead is, I'm making up these numbers, of course, it's just to paint an image, the overhead is 60%, all right? Practice B, the overhead is 65 or 70%, all right? Again, just example numbers. Off the hat, off the cuff, what most people would say is, I'm taking practice A all day long. Profit is more because the overhead is less. There's so many things, though, that when you look at overhead, it's not created equal, all right? Practice B is an example. If you look at it, number-wise, you're right. Practice A may be making more money on paper. They may even be making more money actually in reality, maybe taking home more money. But what you don't see is the experience that the business owner gets. This is so, so critical that I want so much of you or so many of you to start thinking. We talk about this immersive experience, the virtual reality, right? And we talk about it on how you create it for your clients, your patients, your customers. Then how you create it for your employees. And there's so many courses, so many speakers, so many topics about culture, things like that. And none of them talk about the one that is the biggest key ingredient to making sure your employees are happy and your customers are happy. And that's your experience. What type of experience do you have every single day? Are you inundated with all of the crap, the non-clinical things that I'm talking about that inevitably is what really grows a practice in a commoditized environment because that's what the consumer can relate to? Where are you? Do you deal with all that? Employee headaches, HR, training, marketing, content, the list goes on and on and on and on. So when you look at these two models of the practices, and you look at B, even though they may not bring home as much, two key things. They may be having a blast, loving life. They even might be a better clinician because they have so much more time to focus on it because of how they have their business set up. And they may be setting their business up with the right partners that allow them to outgrow practice A significantly over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, decade, without having to hire any more employees. See, practice A, what a lot of people do is they look again right at those numbers. What they don't look at is they say, okay, what if practice A grows $300,000 next year? What happens? Well, with most businesses, most practices, you got to hire more people. And this podcast isn't about hiring and firing. It's not about you shouldn't have employees. You should outsource it to other people. What this podcast is about is your dream life and your dream business. And that is a key ingredient that we start off with our MPG coaching clientele is my dream life, dream business exercise. And it's so important because looking at it, the two have to be intertwined. If you want to have a blast at work, you've got to set your work up for what you want out of your life. I tell people all the time that are braces heavy, you send me your dream life exercise, and your dream life is, you know, I want to spend more time with my kids and or my grandkids. I want to travel more. I want to see the world. I want independence, more freedom. I want to love my wife more. I want to love my husband more. I want to love my kids more. I'm only here once, and I want to enjoy that. And then you look at the business side. And if your brace is heavy, you can kiss all those things in your personal life that I just said goodbye. Because the more you grow your practice being braces heavy, the more inundated you're going to become with your business, with your employees, with hiring, with HR, with chair time, with emergency appointments, with having to train assistants, retrain assistants. When one leaves, one gets pregnant, one quits, you fire one. All of a sudden, you need three more people overnight. You all know how hard it is to find good assistants out there. I hear that complaint all the time. You have to align what you want out of your personal life. You have to align your business right along with it. And I'm not going to dive deep into our dream life exercise. That is a special thing that we have exclusive to our MPG clients. But the point there, though, and that is the beginning of the exercise, is when you look at yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself the question, am I having fun? In my personal life, am I having a blast? In my business life, am I having a blast? If the answer isn't, hell yeah, I am loving life, man, you are missing the biggest key ingredient for you being an entrepreneur that exists. If you're miserable, even if you're making a lot of money, you can be miserable working for somebody else. The key here, if you own your own business, your own practice, your own company, is you having the time of your life. Is it always going to be like that? Of course not. But this immersive experience has to start with you. It has to start with you. It's just that simple. Who you surround yourself with, employees and in your personal life. Employees listening out there, it's no different. This is part of, you know, a little conversation about my 7 steps to achieving prosperity. You know, part of that is and one of those steps is who you involve yourself with in life. All of this goes into if you waking up every day and you wake up like, I cannot wait to get to work. Everything is in order. It's not chaos. People aren't running around with their heads cut off. We're running on time and the schedule are early. Our conversion rate's through the roof. I've got great people. I've got great outsource partners that take care of stuff that I don't have to worry about. Right now, ask yourself, if 2 of your employees left, one of your front desk, one of your assistants tomorrow, what would happen to your business? You know, so much talk goes into numbers and profit, overhead, efficiencies. Is the Invisalign lab bill too much? Should I do in-house aligners? Is this bill too much? Is that bill too much? Should I use Invisalign? Should I use Spark? Should I use my own clear aligner? Should I hire Betty? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I fire Betty? Should I do this? Should I do that? The list goes on. What marketing should I do? And all of that detracts from you having a damn good time and growing while you're having a damn good time. For some of the new patient group clientele, especially the ones that have been with us 2, 3, 4 years, you're living what I'm talking about. You're having a blast. You have 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a week where you're meeting with your team. You have all kinds of time to shoot hilarious, awesome content that moves the needle on YouTube. You have just amazing time with your patients clinically because your main focus is now get to be, because you're having a blast, you have it set up in a way that's just awesome, that you get to worry about the patients and you get to have fun with your team. And you get to grow at record levels year after year after year. And then you get to a point where it's hard to keep growing at record levels, but you still beat the industry average and you still do 10%+ every year. It's hard to grow 30%, 40%, 25%, 30%. Hard to keep doing that year after year after year for years. So you get to a point where you know you're going to outpace the industry without spending any advertising dollars doing it. and you just have a blast. And the key of this podcast today is not how you set it up, because there's different ways to set it up. We have people, shout out to Dr. Jeff Pascal, great guy, I'm his business coach, great friend of mine, love the guy. His model is so the opposite of what so many people have heard me talk about, Dr. Bob Skopak out there. Because his model is in-house aligners, and he's a genius at it. And he's having a blast, time of his life, growing at record levels. Completely different model than a Dr. Bob Skopak, who's all Invisalign, outsources as much as he possibly can to different companies. The point is there is no right or wrong from a how do you get to a point where you're having fun? How do you get to a point where you're achieving your dream life, both from a business and a personal perspective? There is no right or wrong on how to do it. The wrong comes in is if you never even thought about it. If you've never sat down, you said, look, this is what I want, all the things, and be greedy. I tell people when we start off this exercise, one of the things, and again, I'm not putting you through the whole thing because that is secretive, very high level information that I withhold to the clients. But I will get you started with it, because without it, you're not going to achieve what we're talking about today. Is you have to list out everything you want and be as greedy as you possibly can, all the things you want out of your personal life. And then do the same thing with your business. But you also have to then look at the business and say, is my business as it stands today, is it set up in a way to allow me to get these things out of my personal life? Because it takes work. It doesn't just magically happen. Well, I want this, I want that for my personal life. You can't just press a button. It'd be nice if life was like that, but it's not. You have to go through some hard times a lot of times when you rework or revamp the business side of it to help you achieve the personal side of it. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, it takes commitment, it takes vision. Takes accountability, consistency, repetition, all the things like you hear me talk about so many times on here that humans are just not that good at. And that's what here at New Patient Group, our number one goal, even beyond growth, is to have our clients go, man, I am having a blast. All these other study clubs, the orthodontists, the, you know, these other study clubs for these this type of healthcare, of dentists, of plastic surgeons, all they do is sit around and they complain and they talk about the industry and millennials and blah, 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 and they're miserable. I get to grow 15, 20% a year or more. I don't spend any money on advertising. I get to have an absolute blast. I get to work 4 days a week, sometimes three. I have very few employees because the model's set up in a way where I don't have to. But I keep growing without needing more people. I don't have to worry about the non-clinical things very much. I get to be the clinician, which is what I really love. And a lot of this requires you coming out of your comfort zone. And that's difficult for a lot of people, coming out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is your danger zone. So a lot of this, when you look at it on paper and you list out all these personal things, you list out all these business things, you look at it and you go, crap, everything I want out of my personal life, my business is not set up in a way that's going to allow me to achieve it. So I have to legitimately commit to change. And that is coming out of the comfort zone, which is so difficult for so many people. For so many people. And ironically, the ones that are the best at it are the most successful because they're constantly pulling themselves and forcing themselves to come out of their comfort zone, which is why the best have business coaches. Period. The best of the best have business coaches because it's hard to come out of your comfort zone. But the best of the best want to be pulled out of their comfort zone because that's how they're the best to begin with, and it's how they're going to continue to be the best so they don't fall behind. And as you come out of your comfort zone, that is how you can organically rework your business model to make sure what you want out of your personal life, and again, what you want out of your business as well, can become reality. Here's the thing. I see it. I see it with business owners. I've seen it for years. I don't care if you're a restaurant, a plumber, a lawyer, an engineer, a hotel, us, you. The more fun you have and the more your heart is in the right place, the more money and the more growth happens. I see it a lot. You know, we used to have this person, this was early on as a company, so a decade ago. And this dot, we did the dream life, and I looked at it and I said, on the business side, where in the heck is I want my patients to receive the finest clinical outcome? Back in my plastic surgery days, when I was the CEO of that organization, we fired one of them because I put all the plastic surgeons through this exercise that we do. And I fired one of them because nowhere in there was it all about the client, the customer, the patient. You're done. Because I know where your heart is. It's money. And if that's where your heart is, you will never make. Does it mean you can't be rich? Does it mean you can't make a lot of money? Absolutely not. That's not what it means. But it means that you will always make less than if your heart is in the right place. Like I told that clinician the day we were letting the plastic surgeon, the day we were letting him go. As I said, look, I'm looking at all this stuff. And yes, I want you to be as greedy as you possibly can for your personal life. I want to see where your passions really are on your business life. And you don't have it. And you can't fix heart being in the right place. And early on with new patient groups, same way. Like we would get, you know, a couple, we don't thankfully just over the time organically, our message and the results our clients get and our excellent superior reputation has organically created just an awesome clientele. I absolutely love our new patient group clients. We have just the best men and women that you could possibly ask for as clients. And we've gotten to a place as a company where the only ones we lose are ones that honestly we never should have taken to begin with. And it's the same way you can all relate to that with your patients. You have this during the sales process, quote unquote, you have this little thing in your head, this little guy going, don't do it, don't do it. And sure enough, you close them, you get their money and they're a total pain and they blame you forever. We don't have those anymore, really. And it's so nice. But a long time ago, we did. And you would get people like, I just want to make more money. I want 5 boats and 27 houses. And they, plus, they would also mix their personal with their business. And I see that. People that don't have their heart in the right place when they do this exercise, you look at stuff that they write down on the personal side, like that actually belongs for your business. And they put things in their business that actually belongs over on the personal. And the common theme with those people is it's all about the money. So when you think about having fun, you've got to be very greedy in your personal life, your business too, like I said. But you've got to look in the mirror and say, is my heart in the right place? Like, is part of my dream business? Because if you ask me, hey, what's your dream business? You're going to see probably 100 things about the customer. You're going to see some things personally as well, of course, but the vast majority of it is going to be my perfect world is. The customers get this. The customers receive this. It would be customer, customer, customer. Because when that's the case, and your whole focus is on the customer, or in your case, the patient, organically, things work themselves out in a way where you end up making more money and you have more fun doing it. I challenge the listeners out there that if you do this and you're writing down the person, you're writing down the business, you look at it and you go, holy crap, this isn't going to work. These two are not in harmony together, that you reach out for help. Because the challenge is, as people do that, they sit there, they get stuck and nothing happens. My goal for all of you, the reps out there, the doctors out there, the office managers out there, the employees out there, is that you have fun and you achieve prosperity. Achieving prosperity means something different to everybody. I highly believe everyone can achieve it. And part of that prosperity journey is having a blast, is knowing every single day you're waking up doing what you love, an office you get to go to that you love, It's full of fun. Because from there, boy, oh boy. And this is why it's intertwined, business and personal. It's the same thing. You know, if you're having fun at work, you're growing, everything is just awesome. You're having a good time. When you come home to your family, your wife, it's so much easier to help build the culture internally at the house and have fun with the wife and not say things that you don't mean, or the husband, you know what I mean, or to the kids. Because the happier you are with your business, the more fun you're having with your business, that leads directly and indirectly to the more fun you're going to have in your personal life. Which is why it goes back to, you can grow all you want, but if your brace is heavy, you can forget that example I was talking about in the personal life, and that will absolutely affect the fun you have in your personal world, in your personal life. It absolutely will have that effect. You can't forget that the two are married to each other. No different than your wife, your husband, spouse. It's no different. You're married. You are married to that business, and your family is married to your business. It has to be set up in a way to get the most out of your personal life. The two have to go hand in hand. They cannot be apart. And you've got to ask yourself this question. Is your life set up in a way that supports your business? And is your business set up in a way that supports your life and what you want out of both of those? Because if it is, and I see this with the new patient group clients all the time, you are going to have the time of your life. Because as your business grows, you will work less. You will spend more time doing what you want in your personal life. And this saying that money doesn't buy happiness, that always makes me laugh. It absolutely does. Because whenever you're in your personal life, you're going to have more dough to go out and whatever. If you're a person that likes, boats and cars and second homes and things like that, you're going to be able to go do it, which is going to fulfill you personally. And don't ever let anybody tell you that you don't deserve it or that you're greedy because you want those things. We live in a great country that hopefully will remain in a way that you can create wealth by busting your butt doing the things other people will not do. To allow you to go out and support the economy by buying those other things that you love to do. If you're a person that wants to save it, that's you're cool with that, then you get to save it. But see, that's why everybody or achieving prosperity is so different for everybody. It can't work the same way across the board. There's no manual that says, boop, here you go, go out and do it. Now, there is a manual, and that's the 7 steps to achieving prosperity that I'm toying with possibly when I speak at, this is kind of cool, kind of excited about, well, not kind of, very excited about, I'll be speaking at the Orthopreneurs event in October. We've got the symposium at the end of the year. I believe that's going to be in Florida. We've got some really cool events. The OAO in Canada was canceled again this year. It was supposed to be last year. COVID canceled it. They canceled it again this year. So that's been pushed to next year. But still, a lot of really cool stuff going on. A lot of great events the rest of this year. But I'm toying with the Orthopreneurs doing the 7 steps to achieving prosperity. I think people would get a lot out of it. I really do. Because you can take that 7 steps and you can go back and apply it in your own way. I want all of you to have fun. And I want you to realize that it is the biggest missing ingredient in the entrepreneur puzzle of perfection. We all should pursue perfection. I never want to be perfect because that would be boring, but we should certainly try to get there. And part of that perfection puzzle is making sure every day of the rest of your life, you're having a blast. You're having as fun of a time as you possibly can. And if that is your focus, people may say that's greedy. It's not greedy. Because if that's your focus on setting it up in a way where you are happy, you are having fun, that aura, just like I was talking about before, that aura that you bring home from the business helps support your family and the culture there. But that aura inside your business, remember your other kids I talk so much about, your hourly employees are your children. And you need to look at it that way. There'll be a podcast about it. So many analogies on what makes a great parent, makes a great boss, makes a great leader. Because I don't like the term boss. You start with you. And get that right. You will not believe how much better your culture as an organization will become. How much more your employees will go the extra mile because the experience organically will be helped, be created in a way that's an immersive experience that we talk so much about here. And then you will not believe how in turn that relays over to your customer, to your patient, to your client. It's amazing how it all comes together. And it's amazing how much it helps grow you. Starting tomorrow morning. Or starting right now, even better. I guess depending on when you're listening to this podcast. I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself a question. Are you having fun? Are you making the money you want to make? Are the headaches gone? Ask yourself that question. If the answer is no, or yeah, but it could be better, I want you to write down every single thing you want out of your personal life, being as greedy as you possibly can. Every single thing what you want out of your business life, being as greedy as you can, while also having, like I talked about, your heart in the right place. Because whatever business you have out there, your number one goal should inevitably be about your customer. And there's two different ways you get there. We talk about it. Today we're talking about your experience. We talk about the employee experience. And inevitably that leads to the patient, client, customer experience. But that should be what you want the most out of your business, is your customers getting the best result. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Too many people do. Too many people say, yeah, I want to make this much money and I want my no-shows to come down and I want this and I want that and I want this. And you look at it and you go, what in the heck happened to the finest clinical result any patient's ever seen? Got to have the heart in the right place. I want you to rethink everything about experience after listening today. Everything. I want you to start thinking of experience as you, your experience, in this immersive experience journey that we talk so much about. It starts with you. Only then can you worry about your employees. Only then can you then worry about your clients, customers, patients. Set your life, set your business up as a cohesive unit. Do that exercise and look to see if your personal and your business life is set up as a cohesive unit. If it's not, make the decision to come out of your comfort zone, call us, call somebody, work with a business coach that can get you there where you need to be. And you will be forever thankful of this podcast if you go out and you execute the things that we're talking about here. Again, it's not the manual. It's not the manual. It's you looking at your life and your business and saying, are they in sync? What do I need to do to get them in sync? You looking at it and saying, what can I do to have the most fun of my life while I grow? What do I need to do? And if you commit to that, you will remember this for the rest of your life, because it starts with you simply asking the most simple question there is, that is left out of this whole experience puzzle, is, am I having fun? Ask yourself that question. Reach out to us if you need help. MPG clientele, I love you. You're a family to me. Looking forward to seeing you, so many of you. I think I'm in about 15 cities in the next 2.5 months. It'll be a lot of traveling, which I love to do, as you all know. And then mastermind group members, having a few to the house in a couple months. That'll be awesome. And then this month, I'll see Bob Skopak and Jet Pascals flying into Dr. Skopak's house and practice. We're going to spend a few days there having some fun together, being in the practice, talking business and stuff. That'll be awesome. And till next time, everybody hang in there. Give the best experience you possibly can to yourself, your employees, your customers, clients, and patients. We'll talk to everybody soon. Bye-bye.